Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
There's a lot going on in Ukraine. As you will have heard, President Zelensky's chief of staff and peace negotiator, Andriy Yermak, is gone in a corruption scandal. We're now finding out a bit more about who he was and getting a sense of how powerful he was, but also actually how divisive as well. So Christopher Miller, Ukraine correspondent from the Financial Times, is on the line from Kyiv. And Christopher, you're also the author of The War That Came to Us, Life and Death in Ukraine. Good morning.
Good morning.
Christopher, this is extraordinary stuff, really. Just by way of a bit of background, who is Yermak and how did he come to know Vladimir Zelensky?
Yeah, sure. Andriy Yermak is a 54-year-old former lawyer, entertainment lawyer, who met Zelensky during his entertainment days. He became a foreign policy advisor to Zelensky after Zelensky was elected in 2019, and by the next year, he had been appointed his chief of staff. Since then, he has wielded unprecedented power in what is an unelected position, and created this power structure that really revolves around him and Zelensky, really looking over the country in tandem and governing the country in tandem.
He was basically a friend and a business associate of Zelensky's in the entertainment world, and then just seamlessly moved into government.
That's
as
right.
Zelensky's
and the
friend,
producer.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's right, and you could call him also a film producer of several, you know, B movies. He's a tall, imposing character who speaks in slightly broken English. He likes to call many Hollywood celebrities his friends. Sean Penn, to name one of them. So he's somebody who really likes the spotlight, which is very different than all of his predecessors who have served in similar roles as head of the presidential office in the past.
Yeah, so a new kind of Eastern Bloc kind of ruler, really, if you can call him that. People will remember, for example, that in that famous defiant selfie video that Zelensky did at the start of the war, Yermak is there standing right behind him kind of solidly, isn't he, in that?
Yeah, he was. And he was pretty much Zelensky's right-hand man and you know, very rarely beyond an arm's length from the president, really. There was nowhere that they went without each other. In fact, they both lived and have been living inside of the presidential administration since the beginning of the war. Andriy Yermak had told me also that him and the president work out most mornings together before they head upstairs to the office. So they're very, very close to one another. And, you know, I think for that reason, and because of, you know, the incredible amount of trust that Zelensky had in him and the numerous tasks that Yermak did for him, Zelensky's going to have a little bit of trouble probably going forward, at least in, for the next several weeks and probably a couple of months.
Yeah, because there's a suggestion that he was basically like a de facto co-president in a way, was he?
Yeah. You know, there are several Western senators.
Christopher, just start that again there. Will we take a quick break and we will see if we can get Christopher back on a better line, because this is really interesting. Now, I think we've Christopher Miller back in Kyiv. Christopher, you're there.
I am. Yeah, apologies for that. We had a big Russian missile and drone attack overnight, and the power's been out in some parts of Kyiv here, and the cell phone towers have had some troubles. So okay. I apologize for that, but I'm back.
Not yours to apologize for. The Russian should be apologizing for it. So listen, you actually wrote in a piece you wrote in the FT, you wrote that Yermak, Zelensky's right-hand man, who is now, just to remind people, who is now gone in a corruption scandal, that he concentrated power around him in a way never seen before in Ukraine and actually rarely seen before in Europe.
Yeah, that's right. You know, this is the position of the head of the presidential office or chief of staff is an incredibly powerful position. But he really did consolidate more power than any of his predecessors. You know, we were speaking before we got cut off about how people would describe him as a sort of de facto president or vice president. And that really is the kind of power that he wielded. A lot of the people I spoke with for that profile in the FT magazine you mentioned had told me that, you know, really the presidential office under his and Zelensky's governance operated much like the cabinet. It was kind of all of the ministries combined under one roof. They really did, you know, diplomacy. They handled the economy, the military situation. He was taking decisions that would be typically made by the general staff or army commanders or the top general as a chief of staff and a politician. So that's what made him really controversial here in Ukraine. All of this power concentrated into you know, his hands.
Okay, so then you would think, is there a point coming here where, like, up to now, even when we speak to opposition Ukrainian politicians, they have been full square behind Zelensky because that's just how it is. Is there a sense now that that could be splintering?
Well, you know, the opposition politician or ruling party, everybody here has sort of set aside their political differences for much of the last 3.5 years, you know, to unite against a common foe, being Russia, right? And so we have seen since summer some more public criticism bubble up from civil society and from the political opposition. It began in summer because that's when Andriy Yermak and Volodymyr Zelensky began going after these independent anti-corruption agencies that have been investigating Zelensky's inner circle. That all came to a head, of course, when they raided the residence and office of Andriy Yermak yesterday, just a couple of weeks after other senior government officials. And so, you know, that is going to be, you know, an issue going forward. I think.
Is there any indication of what he's supposed to have done?
We don't know exactly what he's being investigated for. I don't want to speculate right now, but it is somehow closely connected to this broader sweeping investigation of alleged corruption within the energy sector that has involved kickbacks to several people within President Zelensky's inner circle. We think that's going to widen, and there could be charges coming against Andriy Yermak, is my understanding. But for now, he has denied all wrongdoing, and he's not been charged with any crime.
And obviously, he was central to the peace negotiations with America. How does that leave all that now?
Yeah, that's a big question. You know, he's not going to be a part of the negotiating team anymore. The team involves several people. So we know that his co-head, Rustem Umerov, who's the Secretary of the National Security and Defense Council, is right now on his way to the United States to meet with the Trump side for further talks. You know, I'm not sure quite, you know, what it's going to mean for those talks, but certainly he was very influential and he had the trust of the president. He was, you know, probably the only person in the country who could speak on behalf of the president. And so that's going to be, you know, an issue going forward. And I would imagine that Zelensky would have to be even more plugged in and in contact with those in the delegation now to make sure that his messages are getting through.
Okay, Christopher Miller, UK correspondent from the Financial Times and author of The War That Came to Us, Life and Death in Ukraine. Thank you very much for that. A much more kind of nuanced and knotty picture than what we've had up to now.